It's time to get your credit in order. It's time to elevate. It's time to go to another level. And I got just the person to help you get to that next level. Ladies and gentlemen, are you guys ready for another unshakable conversation? I'm your host, Kenneth Allen Thomas. And today, we have the one and only, the number one business credit expert in the world. That's right. I said the world. I don't know if it's the world, but guess what? We're going to proclaim it right now that in the world, she is Miss Terry Kauser here joining us today. What's going on, sis? What's happening?
In the world. Let's speak that thing.
In the world. Listen, we got to claim it before it even come true. And guess what? It's already here.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes. I'm super excited. Yes. Like, let's go. Let's help some people get the generational wealth.
Yes, come on now. Listen, we oftentimes talk about the generational wealth. We often talk about how to get that generational wealth. But a lot of people are always, screwed over or, pushed to the side or, just spending money just frivolously, not knowing and doing their background 100%. On individuals. Right. But before we get into all that, I would love for you to share, your testimony with our audience. Who is Miss Terry Kauser? What is she all about? And how did you get to this level and where you're at today?
Yeah. Look, how much time do we have?
Oh, come on.
No, I'm playing. Yes. I'm a single mother of three, came up in and out of foster care, in and out of group homes. Look, I tell somebody, thank God I don't look like what I've been through.
Come on now.
Thank God so many of us don't look like what we've been through. And I became a mom at the age of 17.
Mm.
So, and this is where the thing that was meant to break me became my reason why.
Come on now.
Right? Because when I found out I was going to be a mother, after going through foster care, after going through group homes, I was like, he will not grow up like me.
Mm-mm.
Like, it was the thing, the catalyst in my life that made me kind of clean myself up, right? Like, can we be real? Sometimes we need to be cleaned up.
Amen.
And so when I found out I was going to be a mother, graduated from high school, and, I couldn't go away to college, but I had to go ahead and, I got a certificate in computer technical support, which landed me at...
Yeah.
TransUnion.
Okay.
One of the three national credit bureaus.
Yes.
So let me just first say, because you said in the world,
in
right?
We're going
to proclaim that there is literally nobody else in this credit space, nobody that has actually worked for a bureau that is educating consumers.
Mm.
So before YouTube, before Instagram, before Facebook, before credit repair was a thing, I was helping thousands of people across the nation for the credit bureau.
Mm.
Now, let me tell you why that relates. Looking good on paper has literally changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now our brand is about helping other people change their lives because you go from foster care, teen mom, group homes, to buying my first house.
The first house
at the age of 21.
Come on.
While only making $14 an hour.
Wow. Wow. $14 an hour. I remember them days.
Listen.
I remember them days.
And the power, I call it my belief house, because it was the first time that I realized that if I can leverage looking good on paper, I can change my reality.
Mm.
Now, was that very first house a mansion? No, it was a 3-bedroom row home in Upper Darby. If you're from the Philadelphia area, it's a suburb.
Shout out to Philly, right?
And
Sixers need to get right, though. They need to get that thing together.
We'll talk about Jalen Hurst, though. And so it wasn't a mansion, but the neighborhood I was living in at the time was a horrible neighborhood, horrible apartment, bad neighborhood, got two cars stolen.
Wow.
Like, it just was horrible. So going from an apartment that was $475, I need somebody to fill this.
$475
for a crappy apartment in a horrible neighborhood.
A month.
Wow. To owning a 3-bedroom row home in the suburbs for $525 a month.
$525 a month.
Credit.
Wow.
$525. And you got to think about the very first house, $80,000. People are like, how was your house $525?
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand a mortgage is 30 years, right?
Yes.
So that very first house was $80,000.
Right.
My principal was like $222.
Mm.
Mortgage, taxes, and insurance was $525.
Right.
So was it a mansion? No. At 21, I had net worth. I was a homeowner, and it was the beginning of everything that I'm doing right now.
Wow.
And so now I have, a brand. I'm a self-employed entrepreneur. I'm a YouTuber. I'm a mentor. I'm an investor. I'm the credit coach for 9-to-5 Millionaire for Make Real Estate Real.
Yes.
And we literally traveled the nation.
Yes.
Look, and
that's
overseas.
That's my guy, too.
Listen, Jamal King, listen, shout out to
9-to-5. My dude.
Text
me later.
Listen, so I'm his credit coach. So I'm literally the credit coach for Make Real Estate Real. Now, also has unlocked so many doors. And so it's just a blessing to be able to educate our community, because that's what the gap is.
Yeah.
They don't teach it in school. They don't teach it in college, especially in minority communities and underserved communities. And we all have the same ability to look good on paper.
Yeah.
I'm no different than anybody else out there.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of us started off with the odds stacked against us.
Yep.
So this is why I want people to understand, don't use your credit for, you know, the bag and for red bottoms and for jewelry. If you leverage it the right way, you can buy income producing assets that will then pay for your lifestyle, but also be your legacy and your wealth.
It's basically stewarding over what it is that you're gifted with, right? And I was just telling my son this yesterday, right?
Yes.
My son Caleb. He was coming from the barbershop, and I was telling him, I said, listen, you got to understand that we, you know, as Latinos in the Black community, the goalpost has always moved.
Always.
Right? It's always moving. He's like, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Like, the goalpost has always moved. That means when they say that you have to get here in order to make it, once you get there, the goalpost has moved again.
Come on.
Oh, now you got to get here again. And you got to get here again. And it's always moved. Right? But you want to be able to start planting the goalposts and start bringing your people here.
That's so good.
Right? Yeah. Create your own goalposts.
Yes.
You know, not no longer going to someone else's goalposts. You create your own goalposts.
Yep. 1,000%. Right?
And I always say this, listen, don't go with the flow. Be the actual flow.
Yes.
Be the actual flow. Like, don't follow the crowd so much, but be that. Be the individual. Be that influencer. Yep. Be that person, because our kids today are so led astray with the Instagram and the TikTok and all this stuff. I'm getting you started.
Oh, my God, don't get me started.
it's astounding, right? Now, we were talking earlier.
Yep.
My kids are homeschooled.
Yep.
And the beautiful part about that is that we have the ability to teach them what we want.
Yes.
Right? Not necessarily what the world wants.
Yep.
Now, yes, they get their math. Yes, they get their reading. Yep. And yes, they do their assignments. Yes, they have tests and all that good stuff. Right? But here's the best part. The best part is that I'm able to give them assignments on certain books that I'm reading.
Come on.
That deal with wealth. Right? Yeah. And, one book, I think it was... What Would Billionaires Do by Gary Gunderson, right?
Yep, good.
What Would Billionaires Do by Gary Gunderson is one book that my 14-year-old is reading.
Come on.
And little things like that. So my question is
that
is
way, that, I got to say something real
quick. Go ahead.
That's more than a little thing.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. I want to say this real quick, and even Jamal talks about it a lot. That's exposure.
Yes.
How many of us were never given a book to read? A book like that. And a lot of times, so I know who your audience is, right?
Yes.
They're the one that in their generation is going to break the cycle or breaking generational cycles of poverty. If you're following something like Unshakable, that means that you're the change agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you may not have parents to ask or aunties or ask or grandparents to ask. So you have to not only get the knowledge, but get the right knowledge.
Mm.
So many of us did not know that. Now you're the one that broke the cycle and you're teaching, like, to have a child to read something like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Good to Great, Slight Edge, The 4-Hour Work Week, The Millionaire Next Door.
Yep.
So the average millionaire reads about 12 books a year. I'm like, if you can read one book a month, it will change your entire life.
Caleb is such a bookworm.
Come on.
I mean, this kid, I got to tell him to turn the lights out because it's 11:30 at night. I'm like, dude, put the book down and get some rest.
Wow.
I love it, but you do need your rest, though.
True.
But that's how he goes to sleep. He goes to sleep reading books. And it's
powerful.
Like so much knowledge and stuff. Like, I'm a proud dad for that, you know?
You should
be. Not a lot of people are, super proud of, like, I don't want my son to be a geek or anything like that. Like, listen, be the nerd.
Look,
we got to be a nerd in something.
Yes. No, that's powerful. That's powerful. I would say that's an action item.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we, I like to give tangible action items.
That's right.
And if you are listening, and that means you're the one that's breaking the cycle. One thing you can do right now is commit to one book a month.
Yeah.
And mind you, if you're somebody like, I'm too busy to read, Audible. Listen. All day long. And they have full, they have Rich Dad, Poor Dad, literally on YouTube for free, where you could be washing the dishes, you could be putting away clothes, you could be doing whatever and just have it playing. And with that method, you can actually read about a book a week.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about it, right?
Yep.
Let's think about our time. Right? Let's think about the time. We mentioned earlier that your time is like probably your most valuable commodity.
1,000%.
Right? And if you don't have the time to sit and consume a book and read, okay? Like you said, you can put it on while you're going to work. It may take you 30 minutes to get to work. Guess what? That's a full chapter right there.
Yes.
Right? And if you do it every single day and commit to that and not put on something that's not going to edify
Come
your spirit
on.
Or anything like that, right?
Yep.
I want to give you this, and then I want you to piggyback off of it. So one of my favorite quotes by Michael Pitts, he said, lyrics affect the mind, rhythm affects the will, and the melody affects the emotions. Show me what a person is listening to, and I show you their lifestyle.
Drop the mic.
Come on
don't
now.
Drop this mic. Drop
right.
the mic.
Yes.
That, it's I call it what you said about the car. I call it Drive Time University.
Okay.
There was a study said that like people spend, you know, X amount of hours. I mean, it was dozens and dozens and dozens of hours in their car just listening, like literally just like they say, show me your friends.
Yeah.
And I'll show the five you people future, you hang right? around the most.
Yep.
Who are you texting? Who are you calling? Who's in your DM?
Yep.
Like the it's the same exact concept. Mm. What you're feeding your mind, even your subconscious mind.
Correct.
Going to sleep with the TV on or going to sleep to affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
We can go like yep. and we can that's go. Yep. we can go that far, but there's no it's not a mistake that certain people who end up being wildly successful, mind you, our mission is to reach back and help and say, this is what I did.
Yes.
Don't let me be up here and be growing and not share the information because God will bless you to be a blessing, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So you say that these are the things I did. So you can't tell me, well, I want these results too. And then I tell you, we right. share what you did and then people don't do it. Right?
Right.
So a book, if you don't learn anything else, if you just do a book a month, it will right. literally change your entire right. life. And you're 1,000% right. Now, what you're looking at every single day is going to change who you are.
Absolutely. Now, let's check this out, right? Let's say they do a book a month.
Yes. Come on.
Let's say they do a book a month and let's just say, okay, I consumed it. I read that book.
Yeah.
Here's the challenge.
Here we go.
The challenge is that applying it.
Very
good. I consume this book.
Yes.
Now what?
Yes.
Right. How do you know? Because now there's like a blockage. I mean, people have this mindset blockage. I always oftentimes say when we change the mind, we change the game.
Yes.
Now you can read my book. You can read Terry's book. You read anybody's book.
Yeah.
But the fact is that are you going to do it? Now, this is where it comes down to the discipline.
Come on.
Okay. Now, talk to us about the discipline that yes. you had to have in order to achieve the things that you have today.
That delayed gratification, guys. So we're in a society where everything is instant. Mm-hmm. Like just pure. That's even like what social yeah. media has honestly changed the dynamic of our perception of the world.
Correct.
Delayed gratification will 1,000% is one of the, if you can learn to say, I need to save for this. I need to invest for this. I need to, you know, I need to drive the Camry before I try and go get the Benz.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, and matter of fact, let me just share with you a quick story.
Yes.
So when I left my corporate job, okay. right? So I left my corporate job and I knew I had a gift. I knew I had a passion. I did not know how to be an entrepreneur.
Mm.
Can we be real? Can I be real for a minute?
Be real.
Like I had a six-figure cushy job, mm-hmm. right? And I hated my job. I hated my title. I ended up hating it. And mind you, nothing changed about the job. I changed, right? Because I got exposed to, you know, mentors. I got exposed to, you know, network marketing, which yes. changed my life. Like just the mindset behind the leadership. And I started getting turmoil, started getting anxiety going to work. So I said to say, started listening to Eric Thomas, mm-hmm. got exposed to Eric Thomas in 2015, left my job in 2016.
Mm.
That was not wise.
Wow.
Because I did not have a plan. I didn't know about marketing.
Yeah.
And I almost lost everything.
Wow.
I almost lost everything because you can have all these great ideas, but if you don't have clients or customers, you don't have a plan. Nobody
Correct.
Knows who you are.
Nobody knows who you are.
We got to be real about the fact like we need to, when people are making, I 1,000% believe like you can't have great reward without taking risk. You
yep.
have to step outside of your comfort zone, but you can be wise, like listen to podcasts like this to give you the information so you can have success.
Right.
So I say that to say I had a Audi A8, right? Mm-hmm. I had an Audi A8. It was a birthday present to me from me.
Amen.
Right? You know, Amen. I had work hard. I had good credit. I said, all right, this is the car. So my point to that is that right after I left my job, the car broke down, right?
Mm.
Now, all the repairs, if it was something electronic or whatever, $4,000-something.
Yeah, them Audis ain't no joke.
I had a decision.
Yeah.
I had a decision because I was building my business and building my brand. I'm the credit lady. I need y'all to hear this.
Yes.
And instead of me going ahead and getting a brand new car, getting that car fixed,
yeah.
I went down to 52nd and Market from a buy here, pay here place and got a 2008 Ford Explorer.
Come on now.
Cash.
Come on now.
2008 Ford Explorer. Why? Because I'm building my dream.
Yeah.
No car note, liability insurance. And I drove that car around for 2 years.
Yes.
I need somebody to hear it. And mind you, I'm going to be real. I'm going to home buying seminars. I'm pulling up in a 2008
yep.
Explorer. They
yep.
like.
Straight up.
Right?
Yep.
You don't know somebody's story because when
know.
I was doing that, I took a contract position to help me build my business. And
yep.
I was investing $40,000. I was investing my entire contract salary while I was driving the Ford Explorer. And I never looked back.
Come on.
So a season of sacrifice. Changed my entire life. Now I have a national brand, national YouTube channel, travel with influencers, helped tens of thousands of people, multiple properties, multiple businesses.
Yes.
But in that very first season, while people were laughing at me, while people were talking
yeah,
at me,
come on
guess
now.
Who in my DM
yeah,
now?
Boom.
Look.
Boom.
Right? But 2 years. So I say all that to say,
yeah.
like, sometimes you have to slow down and speed up. I need somebody to hear that.
Yes.
Don't feel bad about saying, I have these goals. I have these dreams. But maybe I don't need the luxury apartment. Like, people get a $1 raise and
right.
they go get a Benz.
Right. Right. Come on.
Like that your don't even expenses make sense. Didn't even.
Yeah.
Can we talk about
yes,
it?
Yes, that didn't even make sense.
And
yeah.
So if you can sacrifice in this season, have that discipline and delayed gratification, it will change your entire life. Yeah. And mind you, I gave myself a time frame though. Mm-hmm. So this is where the SMART goals comes in.
Okay.
You know, what am I trying to get? How long is it going to take? How much money do I need?
Correct.
That way you're not just working. You're not getting like the actual like reward for it. Like you know what the goal is. You can measure it.
Yep.
Come on, somebody.
Yep.
And know when you actually got there.
Absolutely.
So. Discipline. 2008 Ford Explorer for 2 years.
Now listen, y'all, if y'all ain't hang on to that, you better rewind it. You better run it back a couple times because sometimes you need to get that all up in you, okay? Now when you talk about the Ford Explorer, now I got the Ford Expedition.
Look, come on. I love that car.
I got the Ford Expedition. It was 2006 and it just gave out on me.
Come on.
It just gave out on me. And we had no car payments, right?
We had no car payments
for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Right, we recently just got a minivan.
Yes.
Right now, I got a minivan.
Yeah, look.
I got the minivan.
Listen.
All right, stop playing.
It's amazing.
Listen, and listen. So we got the minivan. I was talking to my wife. I said, listen, we're gonna have to make a decision because you know my daughter's 19.
Yeah.
We gave her the Kia.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
So she can get around and do what she got to do.
It.
Okay. But for us, you know, we got 5 kids. And it's me and her, that's a lot.
Yes.
So I'm like, do we want to go ahead and get another SUV? Mm. Because we can?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we want to scale back
mm-hmm.
and just get the minivan
mm-hmm.
so we could build up some more?
Yeah.
And we said, you know what, let's scale back and let's just go ahead and get the minivan. It's cheaper
for
us. It's just so much better. And it gives us a little bit of relief. And even with that, I'm telling people that it's all about the discipline. How bad do you really want it?
Yes.
Right now, when I was reading this book about, you know, what would billionaires do?
Yeah.
I read something about the Rockefeller family.
Yep.
Right.
100%.
And what the Rockefellers have today, 200 members bloodline in their family right now, right? Which is crazy. So you're talking about, you know, 6 generations have passed since the original John D. Rockefeller has died.
Mm.
And with that, he's been able to sustain generational wealth for 6 generations.
Which is unbelievable.
Unbelievable, right?
Usually it doesn't even last 3.
The Vanderbilts. The Vanderbilts did 3.
And the Gucci. Did y'all see the movie The House of Gucci?
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't watch it yet, but.
Let me tell you something. The movie The House of Gucci literally talks about, because that's a name brand, like that you're wearing somebody's family's name.
Yeah.
And literally the Gucci right now, not one member of the Gucci family owns it.
Wow.
The grandfather did all that work. Went to a son. They a son, you know, married somebody, you know, and mind you, the disclaimer is from the movie, okay?
Yeah.
Right? And literally they squandered it, and not one member of the Gucci family owns that brand right now.
Wow.
Now, complete separate opposites, right?
Okay.
The Rockefellers and the Guccis. Like, so think about that 3 generations. So you did all this work, sacrificed all these things. That goes back to us teaching our kids.
Teaching our kids. That's what I was about to get to.
Come on.
So let's talk about that, right? Teaching our kids. What would be the first thing that, you know, that you would teach your kids when it comes to credit and building wealth?
Yes. Oh, so I'm about to say something. I'm about to say something
Come
that's
on
not
now.
Popular, but I just have to be honest.
You're free.
Because you hear all these people saying, I made my child have a good credit score by putting them as an authorized user on my credit cards. Let me just say something.
Say it.
Just adding them as an authorized user did absolutely nothing.
Come on.
It did not teach them. As a matter of fact, you let them be 18 with an 800 credit score, and now they went away to college, and they got a Benz and red bottoms and went on girls' vacation because they did not value it because you did not actually teach them what credit was.
Right.
Over actually just doing something like that, I recommend doing things like taking them to the bank when you go. Mm-hmm. Let them sit next to you when you're paying actual bills. You know, I have somebody in my network who is a realtor, and his daughter, now she's probably like 3rd grade, but like kindergarten, he was giving her allowance, and he was making her break it up into how much she tithes, how much she saves, and how much she can spend.
Yeah.
Why is that powerful? Way over just adding somebody as an authorized user.
Yeah.
It's because you're teaching them how to manage money, and you're teaching them the proper healthy habits.
Mm.
So now if she's able to, at the age of, you know, 6 years old, say I have $20. How much do I save? How much do I tithe? This is the amount I need to spend. Okay, I want to buy this pair of shoes. I need 5 weeks of my allowance to pay for that. Then that habit, that money habit, will transfer to them being an adult. See, as adults, the reason why we mismanage money and credit is because we never developed the money habit, the wealth habits. We haven't learned how financial literacy.
Right.
So teaching your kids financial literacy, I even say there's like a green diet. Ever guys ever ever see like those Green Dot gift cards?
Yep, Green Dots.
Well, guys,
yep.
Instead of even just giving your child cash, get them a Green Dot gift card. It can come in their name, okay. Put the money on there, and let them manage them, saving up their money on the card.
That's good.
Right over just adding them as an authorized user. And I'm going to add one more thing, because I used to work for TransUnion. Let me just say it again. Over 3 years, nobody else. I'm board certified credit consultant, certified credit score consultant. I can train credit specialists, and I work for a bureau.
Amen.
I want you to think about it. This is why I used to have people who are 18 years old that would have foreclosures because they're open to identity theft, fraud. You have a credit file. I want you, like, people don't even talk about this. That's because nobody else has worked for a credit bureau.
Right.
So you have an 8-year-old that has a credit file. Nobody's monitoring it. Well, these hackers get a hold of it. I used to have people 20 years old. They're trying to get serious. They're trying to get student loans.
Right.
Oh, you got a repo in 2 houses. Ma'am, I'm 18.
Wow. Stop.
So look.
This stuff happens.
Stop, and nobody talks about it. So I recommend, yes, you can add them as an authorized user, but wait until at least like about 13, 14, 16. I don't add a 1-year-old as an authorized user.
Right.
You want a 1-year-old to have a credit file for 18 years? Think about it.
Right. Anything can happen.
Everybody people hear one thing and they repeat it. So I'm going to just be honest and say, I can be an unpopular voice in credit. And you know why? Mm-hmm. Because I don't scam. I don't flim-flam. And I'll teach you the right thing.
That's right.
So, and I explain it though, right?
That's right.
So really think about a credit file for 18 years that nobody's monitoring.
Mm,
let somebody get a hold of it.
Yep.
And it takes them sometimes years to, undo the damage.
Right. Wow. That's so crazy. I think that the Green Dot Money idea is so gold, because even if the individual, the parent, doesn't necessarily know how to manage money, they can even do it together, right?
Yeah, 1,000%.
They could. That's something that they can do together to start.
1,000%.
I think that a lot of times we try to hit the home run because we're in such of a rush to get to our destination.
1,000%.
Like, and people feel like they're suffocating, right? They feel like they're suffocating. Feel like, am I ever going to get out of this situation?
Yes.
Well, the first thing that I always say, and you know, I'm a personal growth expert. So like the one thing that I say, hey, listen, let's go back to the root.
That's good.
Let's go back to the root. How did you get here in the first place? Because you ain't get here overnight.
Right.
Right.
True.
So you're not going to build your credit to where you want it overnight.
Right. That's
because
good.
It actually got here a certain way. Right.
Yeah. Sound effects.
Come on now.
Drop the mic. Listen.
We getting there. We getting there. Right. Matt in the back. We gonna get to the sound effects.
That was because people will. They'll have bad credit for 8 years. Then they'll come to me like, so can I pay you to have good credit tomorrow?
Stop.
I'm like, I'm a credit consultant, not a magician.
Not a magician.
Look, that wasn't nice.
Now.
No, I stay on
now.
A smile.
Yeah.
But that's so true, because if it took more than overnight to get there, so it takes a little bit of time to fix. But what I will say is that, you know, when they say this thing, that anything that's too good to be true usually is, this is why these quick fixes and these scammers, I'm going to just be honest.
Yes.
Credit is a very tainted industry.
Yes.
And a lot of people have bad results because they're listening to people that do not have the knowledge, skills, or experience to get there.
Right.
They were doing nails 6 weeks ago. Now they're a credit expert.
Right. It's like this, right? Think about it. People, let me help y'all real quick, okay? If you go on Google and you go to a restaurant, what's the first thing that you're going to do?
On.
You're going to look at the rating. What are people saying about said person, said thing, the restaurant itself? You're not going to go to a restaurant that's got a 3, that's got a 3.5. You're looking for those restaurants that got a 4.5, a 5-star rating or something like that, because it's the credibility.
It's the credibility
that you need.
Yep.
And who have you helped? Who, you know, how long have you been in the business? How long have you been in the industry? Why? Because every time I told my wife this morning, I said, you know what's so crazy? And people do this biblically as well too.
Yeah, come on.
They do this biblically. And they don't understand the word.
Yes.
Because they're trying to eat the whole plate at once.
Come on.
Right? But if you eat a whole steak, it's not going to digest properly.
Right.
But if you cut that thing up, if you take it in pieces, right, and then you chew your food properly, right, it's going to digest the right way.
Yeah.
Whatever food and everything that you're eating. So I say all of that to say, guys, it takes a process. It's a season, right? And then and even inside your home or your garden or whatever. Like, my mom is a green thumb.
I love it.
So it takes a while for, you know, the garden to grow.
Delayed gratification.
Come on now.
You know? Yeah.
But here's the thing. I want y'all to get this. You got to see it from the beginning. You got to know where you're going.
Yep.
You can't just sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to jump here. It's not a video game.
Yeah.
Okay. In video games, you could jump wherever you want, but there's still a process in that, right? And that's what I oftentimes teach, you know, the process, the understanding, the discipline, and understanding that type of mindset, right?
That's
now, for your children, right? Now, I'm gonna ask you this.
Yes.
So, do your children see you just as mommy, or do they see you as the business credit expert? Like, how does that kind of flow? Because sometimes we can't even be a prophet in our own home.
So let me just say this, and this is for somebody. Your kids do more what they see you do over what you say. Mm. That means if you tell them read, 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 and they never see you read, then they're not going to read. So I'm going to say something because they actually see me as an entrepreneur. Mm. And I realized that when my Blake is my youngest son, and like it was like maybe fourth grade, we were at parent teacher night, and he was walking around to parents saying, "What kind of entrepreneur are you? What kind of entrepreneur are you? What kind of..." Don't miss it. I almost cried.
Wow.
He was, so in his mind, he assumed that because you were an adult, you were an entrepreneur. So were you a hair entrepreneur? Are you a real estate entrepreneur? Are you third, like I think it was fourth grade. And he's walking around saying, so my question is, you know, do your children see you dodging bill collectors or picking up rent checks?
Come on. Say that again.
Do your children see you dodging bill collectors or picking up rent checks?
Come on now. I'm trying to pick up them checks.
Come on, right?
Trying to pick up them
checks. So it starts by leading by example. You know what I mean? And so what I would say is that, you know, you had a great example of like, you know, doing the green dot together. Yeah. Hey, we're going to save X amount of dollars per month. I want you to save $5 every allowance. I'm going to save $100 every paycheck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And doing it together. Even if you have to start simple, putting it in a jar so you can physically see it, because there's power to that sometimes.
Right.
But so for my kids and my 16-year-old has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So he was like, my video has 80,000 views. Yours only has 3,000. He's trying to come at me, but they do. But so I will say this. So I'm just mom. They see me as an entrepreneur. But I will say this. I had to make a list for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then a list for their birthday. Mm-hmm. And some of the things, actually, I posted it. Some of the things on my eighth grader's list was a bank account, a Visa credit card, and a Roth IRA.
Wow. So explain the Roth. Explain the Roth and everything for the people that don't know.
So what I would say is this. I believe in having a financial advisor.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm a credit expert. I actually have a financial advisor who does my infinite banking. That's a whole other podcast for a whole other day. Especially if you are self-employed, infinite banking is an amazing way to not only make the money, but to grow it faster. So Roth IRAs, infinite banking, I really mean this because I don't want to... I don't want to be complicated. My goal is to simplify things.
Yes.
It works if you work it.
Okay.
It works if you work it. Whether it's mutual funds, whether it's bonds, whether it's CDs, whether it's Roth IRAs, whether it's infinite banking, pick something and master it.
Come on.
Pick something and learn it. I'm huge on infinite banking.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm a self-employed entrepreneur, so I don't have 401k.
Yeah.
And because I'm an investor, so I want something that builds cash value at a higher rate than
higher
rate. And then it's called being your own bank.
Yes.
And now if I need $100,000, I can borrow it from myself.
Correct.
And my policy still keeps its cash value. It's death benefit value.
Now I have a question, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you borrow against yourself, right? And let's just say something happens where you don't necessarily pay it back, right? Mm-hmm. Does the rate of the actual savings can cover that, correct? Like over time?
For infinite banking, yes.
Okay.
Because you're literally using stuff for infinite banking in this basic form, right?
Okay.
You're using a whole life insurance policy.
Yes.
And basically it's bringing up a cash benefit.
And
it will tell you what the cash benefit is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that for whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And the actual death benefit stays the same. So say your policy was $500,000 and it builds up $50,000 cash value. You can take that $50,000 and, you know, I'm super pro real estate.
Mm-hmm.
That could be your down payment for your apartment building, your down payment for your group home, your down payment for your podcast studio.
Yes.
Right? Something's going to be income producing and your actual policy still remains at $500,000.
Right.
Should something happen to you so your family is protected.
Right.
I just want to say something.
Go ahead.
Don't spend all this time building wealth and you don't protect it.
Come on.
You buy, Jesus, I felt that for somebody. Now you done built yourself up, right? Because we're all at different levels, right? So congratulations to the people that have property number one.
That's right.
Now the next step is property number two.
Number two.
Right? If you're at zero properties, the next step is property number one. I want somebody to feel that. Stop trying to go from where you are right now to being a multimillionaire. What is the very next best step from where you are right now?
Right.
So you take that $50,000, maybe you own a house. Now you're like, I want an apartment. I want an 8-building apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that can be your 25% down for something that's going to be cash flowing. So you have flowing. What? The money money to pay it back, and it keeps on building for you, and you get tax write-offs, and it builds your credit, and you have equity,
right.
And then literally it's a snowball effect of the opportunities that open up from there.
Wow.
And your cash, your benefits still stay the same.
Mm. So all that sounds amazing.
That's a lot.
I understand it.
Yes.
But. Okay, so let's start. Let's go back a little bit.
Please, I don't know how we got there. Listen.
Right, let's go back a little bit to the whole life insurance policy.
Yes.
Okay, for the average person, they may again still be thinking, quick. But you still, even with that, had to build that up, correct?
1,000%. So what I would say two things right here, because again, because this, it can be overwhelming, right?
Yes.
And let me just say, start from where you are and what's the very next best step. So what I would say is that one thing is, don't just rely on your life insurance with your job.
Right.
That's a mistake my mom made when she passed away, is that, yes, let's say you have a $300,000 house and you have life insurance through your job for $500,000. And let's say what happened in COVID, let's say you get laid off.
Yeah.
Well, now you no longer have that life insurance.
Really?
You need your own. You know how many people think they have life insurance and they lost their job and now they no longer have life insurance because their only policy they had was through their employer? So what happened?
It's kind of like that movie John Q.
Come on. Yes.
And he had got cut from his job. Yes.
You don't have medical benefit. So if you have a $100,000 house, I say have a $200,000 policy. Why? You did all that blood, sweat, work, tears to get that house.
Right.
Your whole goal is for it to stay in the family.
Right.
If you have a $100,000 house and a $30,000 life insurance policy and something happens to you, well, your family and friends don't have the money to pay for the house.
Right.
So action item. If you own a home, number one, have your own policy outside of your job policy, okay? Mm-hmm. And number two, have it be over the cost of the property. So if something happens to you, what we talk about, generational wealth is passing it.
That's right.
Right? It's not just creating it,
it's passing it on.
So at the very least, they can also have the money to pay for the property.
Right. Right.
Action items.
Wow. Action items. Let's do this, right? So everybody, listen, if you are loving Miss Terry and everything right now, this is some solid information that you guys are getting. Let us know in the chat and everything how you feel. And also let me know your questions as well, too. And when you have your questions, maybe we could do a re-up or something like that. And I'll make sure those questions are answered. But I want to go to this. You gave us a little chart here and I want to pull this chart up. Can you explain this small chart right here that you have, the Care Credit Tools?
Yes. So this is a value ladder. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why we made this depiction is because sometimes when you're working with any brand, to be honest, you're not sure where you are now and what's the very next best step.
Mm-hmm.
So always remember that, as you're achieving one thing, you want to keep on elevating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the free resource is the YouTube channel, right? If you're not able to invest in help, right? And I mean, mentor, coach, anything.
Right.
Then you start with free university, right? The Credit Jumpstart is your very next step, right?
Love
That's it. A one-on-one hour consultation with either, a credit expert, me, or a board certified credit consultant on my team.
Right.
Why? Because all the videos in the world mean nothing if you don't have a customized plan.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can say, pay your credit cards down, and your problem isn't utilization. Your problem is hard inquiries or debt to income ratio.
Okay.
So the Jumpstart strategy session is a one-on-one hour session for your customized plan.
Mm-hmm.
The next step up is Credit Leverage Lifestyle. That is my online course and community, the Winner Circle. The Winner Circle!
Come on now, let's go
come
winners.
On. So the reason, come on, let's go
let's
winners.
Go winners.
And the reason why I say that is because, great leaders are great students,
right?
It's the repetition. So you don't watch one video, go through one course and also become an expert.
That's right.
So I realized that, the financial literacy is the ongoing support. So when you invest in Credit Leverage Lifestyle, you get the online course, but I added, because my goal really is to educate and empower. I said, that's what changed my life.
Yeah.
And so with the Winner Circle, I do live Q&As every single month. And I also have live Zoom workshops with guests. So we just had a trademarking attorney on Tuesday to help you protect your assets.
Yep.
So, and all of that is at no additional cost.
Come on
so
now.
Most people kind of every single month you pay something. So that's the online community.
Gotcha.
Business Credit Builder. Come on, somebody.
Come on
I was going to listen.
Next
no,
level.
I was going to say, when you said buy the car, right? When you buy that second car, let your business buy it.
Let
the business buy it. That way it's a tax write-off. That way your business has collateral to qualify for more money.
Right.
That way, you're building up additional relationships with additional lenders.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I do absolutely positively nothing in my personal credit.
Come on.
Right? Wow. So that's the next level. And I'm just going to say this right here. Everybody is a business owner.
Right.
Right? Everybody's not meant to be a self-employed entrepreneur, but everybody is meant to build wealth.
Right. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So some of us are an executive assistant, but we're doing hair on the side. We are an engineer, but we cut grass.
Right.
We're, we're a podcaster, but we're
That's
also
right.
a tutor.
Yes.
Right? So that thing you do on the side, incorporate it and build business credit.
Right.
It grows so much faster. And the hack, let me just say this, you have one date of birth, you know, one date of birth, one social security number.
Yep.
For business credit, you can have multiple EINs.
Yes.
So let's say you build a business credit for one EIN to $80,000.
Okay.
And you have three businesses.
Yeah.
Three EINs times 80.
Come on
and
now.
Usually you can do that in 3 to 6 months.
That's over 200 grand right there. Easy. Wow.
Come on. Look, come on, somebody. Yes, come look, I've been counting. Come on, somebody.
Listen, this is so good. This is so good. So wait, let's finish this
I'm
real
sorry,
quick.
I'm sorry. Let me walk you through.
Because I got more I want to get back. But go ahead.
All right, so let me just go. So the Jumpstart is where you start with the one-on-one. The Credit Leverage Lifestyle is the online course and community.
There you go.
Business Credit Builder is even additional support. It's a proprietary platform where we give you 12 months of access to our business credit advisor team and access to the funding suite for 5 years. Elite 10 Group Coaching is my group coaching program where I coach entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and investors. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is the one-on-one coaching, which is a higher investment where you work with me one-on-one.
Right.
And what I would say to everybody, for anybody you work with, your goal is not what you're putting out. Your goal is ROI. If you invested $10,000 in a coaching program and the result was a $300,000 mortgage pre-approval. Let me sip my tea.
Come on now. Get that lemon, baby.
Right? And then it continues to grow, right?
Yeah.
So that's just also a wealth mindset.
Right.
Wealthy people invest, whether it's money, time, energy, resources, network, right? So you have to always be thinking about not what you're putting out, but what is the return going to be?
Right.
What is the value at?
That's right. Now, let me say this, all right? There's a lot of information that's going on right here, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to say this to the people. This may sound a little harsh, okay? Mm. If you ain't in this right mindset, then guess what? This ain't for you. This ain't for you. But for those that do have that mindset, for those that do want to continue to grow, this right here is for you. Now, I want to talk a little bit. I want to shift a little bit to the recession type of, you know, thing that we're going through or whatever right now. For those that think they're going through a recession right now, right? How do we shift that for them? Like, what is the next, you know, a lot of experts say a lot of things about the next 10 years and what money is going to look like and the central banking system and all this other stuff that's going on. In your personal expertise, right?
Yes.
What does that look like for us and how do we, get away from that type of mindset? How do we get away from that type of thinking and go to that next level?
1,000%.
Yeah.
So let me first say, and great question. So it's a bunch of nonsense.
Yes.
Listen, I'm gonna keep it.
Come on now.
Everybody has an opinion. You can find research to basically validate whatever anybody's saying.
Okay.
Let me just give you a real quick example. Dave Ramsey, right?
Yeah.
No debt, no credit, no anything.
Right, right.
Just cash. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Wildly successful, multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And you have Robert Kiyosaki and Grant Cardone.
Right.
Debt, credit, leverage.
All day.
Wildly successful, multimillionaires. Why am I saying that to you? You have to know where you are right now.
Mm.
If you are paycheck to paycheck,
mm-hmm.
if you are about to be evicted or in foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking about all of that right now.
Yep.
I need to survive right now.
Yeah.
So what I want to say to people is don't listen to all the propaganda, because in 3 more months, they're going to say something different.
That's right.
Right. So have a solid plan. But this is why we always go back to having tangible assets.
That's
Because when things are income producing and you have tangible assets, people always need somewhere to live.
That's right.
I don't care whether you're going to be Airbnb, whether it's going to be Section 8, whether you're going to live in it yourself when times go bad, like whatever it is. So to you out there, I would say focus on things, putting your money on things that are income producing,
mm-hmm.
focus on tangible assets, people are always going to need healthcare. People are always going to need somewhere to live.
Right.
People are always going to need health, right?
Right.
Like I have personal trainers that make 6 figures a year doing Zoom personal trainings
from their house.
I have people making 6 figures on Fiverr, writing resumes and doing thumbnails for YouTube videos.
Come on.
So many of you guys have, so many of you guys have knowledge, skills, and experience that you're not capitalizing on. So if money is an issue, I want to say this.
Say it.
What knowledge, skills, and experience do you have that can generate some income? And sometimes people say, like, what is my gift? What is the thing people come to you for? Like, you're an executive assistant, but every time there's a church function, everybody comes to you to make the cakes.
Yeah.
Well, why aren't you
making the cake business?
Making the cakes! Listen! I had somebody at my church that, money was an issue, right?
Right.
And we would do a fundraiser at our church, and she would make dinners, mm-hmm. and she would make this is for somebody.
Yes.
Because we're not here to talk. Let me just say, we're not here to talk about us.
Yes, right.
We're here to give a blueprint. Why? Because the blueprint is duplicatable.
Yes.
Right? So money was an issue,
mm-hmm.
and she was doing dinners as a fundraiser for the church and would make $2,000 in a day.
Mm.
I need y'all to hear me, because sometimes you need somebody to say it to you.
Come on.
And so you're about to lose your house.
Yep. Yep.
But when you do the fundraiser, you cook.
You cook, yeah.
And you make $2,000 in a day. Mm. I said, why don't you make dinners for yourself?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
It was like a light bulb. Sometimes right. you just need, I need you guys need to think. If you did it 2 weekends a right. month, could an extra $2,000 a month help you right. out there? Look, right. look in the chat. Could $2,000 a month help you Absolutely. Right now?
Absolutely. Come on now.
All she started doing is doing 2 weekends out the month for herself.
I oftentimes say this. Use your gift
Come on.
To make the shift.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Come I'm on taking now. It. Take All right. Like, I'm going to try to give you credit.
Yeah, I mean, take that. Take that. You know, use your gift to yes. make the shift. Okay. When my son was battling leukemia.
Yes, come on. The
doctor said that my son was going to be fighting cancer for over 300 days. And on. For me, as a dancer,
yes.
as you know, someone who owned a dance studio, come and on. I had to shut my dance studio down, but obviously what was more important was my son's health.
Come on.
I said, you know what? I'm going to start dancing with my son.
Come on.
And when I started dancing with my son, we cut that thing in under... And under the half the time projected, my son had beat cancer in 149 days. Come on. Doctors couldn't even, they were like, yo, how is this even possible?
Come on.
With this particular cancer, yes. how is this possible? And that's when it started hitting me. Kenny, use your gift to make the shift. Right? What is already inside you? Now, here's the thing, Terry.
I would jump out this chair. What is inside you?
This going to blow your mind. And here's what I'm saying, y'all, right? It wasn't just me dancing that helped my son.
Right.
That was a part of it. Right. The doctors were a part of it, of course, right? But Christian has Down syndrome.
Yes.
Okay. So he was born with 47 chromosomes instead of 46.
Right.
So that means his 21st chromosome has three of the same gene. Okay.
Right. Yes.
Now, we all know biblically three is an important number, but that's I'll slide that. So listen, what happened was that his hematologist told us that you know why that he is going to defeat this? It's because if me or you, that have 46 chromosomes, that had the same cancer that he had,
right?
We would have a 30 to 40% survival rate. Jesus. But because he has Down syndrome,
come on,
because come on. That extra gene, come on. Because of the gift that was already given to him at birth,
come on.
He has an 80 to 90% survival
come
rate
on.
To defeat that cancer, in which he did.
It was a different plan.
It's a different plan. Right. Mm. So what I'm saying is people use your gift, use the thing that is already inside you. And maybe you don't know what that gift is, but that is the part where we go into the secret place. That is the part where we go into that place, because what we do in private will dominate what we do in public. You know what I mean? Straight up and down. And that's my testimony right there. Like what I do in private will always dominate what we do in public. And are you willing to scale back? Are you willing to take down the social media for a little bit? Are you willing to not watch, you know, YouTube and Netflix and everything, all that for a little bit, for your own personal growth, your own personal wealth, to become unshakable?
Unshakable.
You know, and be and think about, it's again, we said it earlier, it's not for us.
Right.
It's not about you, but it's about what comes after you.
Come on.
Right.
Yep.
Well, what's coming after you? Because guess what? You are, you know, called to steward over this life that we have. You manage your, listen, John Maxwell said this. He said, don't manage your time, manage your life.
Come on. Yep.
Manage your life. And I think that where we get real practical is, can you remove these distractions out? And you are somebody that has clearly done that, right?
I fasted from TV. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I fasted from TV in 2016.
Mm.
I have not watched TV yet.
Wow.
I have not watched. We are in 2020. I fasted from TV. Mind you, sometimes a fast isn't always food. Fast is sometimes it's that. Do you have a vice? It could be a people, person, place, thing, habit, right? It's about the discipline.
Yep.
And people, you know, the people that I coach will say, well, why haven't you watched TV now? I said, because I haven't reached my goals yet.
Yeah.
I don't have the luxury of just chilling and doing a Netflix marathon. Is it a little bit extreme? It is.
Yeah.
But I have extreme goals.
Come on now.
I have a big vision.
Big vision.
And it's not serving me right now. So instead of me watching that podcast, instead of me watching like a Netflix marathon, you know what I mean? I'm watching a podcast. I'm doing a masterclass. I'm listening to the audiobooks, right? Because I still have goals I haven't reached. Can we be real?
Yeah.
You're supposed to always be growing and evolving. That means there's a gap that even I have.
Right.
So I still need to be poured into. And I'm just going to say that all your leaders, all your mentors, all your coaches should have a coach.
I got a coach.
Listen, have somebody that they're accountable to, because you can't be a leader if you don't know how to follow.
Right, exactly.
But what you said was so powerful. Can you, so I say, we're saying the same exact thing. I said, can you sacrifice in a season to get what you want for a lifetime?
Yeah.
What is that sacrifice for you? Is that not going to so many, is that not going to, you know, a happy hour? Is that not going, is that, you know, cooking more instead of Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Is that going to, you know, Giant and only getting some things from Whole Foods, right? Like what is that sacrifice?
Man,
the small
so
things. Can you change on your cell phone? Can you change on your, can you not get that car?
Yeah.
Like there's so many small things
so
that when
good.
I help people budget, I've helped people get between like $300 to $500 just by changing their auto insurance, changing their cell phone plan.
Yep.
Can you get your hair done every other week instead of every week? Can you do your nails one week in between?
Right.
Where can you sacrifice in a season to get what you want for your for
Come
a
on.
Lifetime? Because I promise
like,
you'll not regret it.
Oh my God, it's so good because it's like it's kind of like a tithe.
Come on.
Right?
Come
it's kind of like a tithe. You know what's so crazy? Miles Monroe, the great Miles Monroe,
yes.
he said some of us don't even tithe our time, right? We're asking God for these miracles. We're asking God for these blessings.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you something. Number one, the blessing is waiting on you, right? That's number one. The blessing is waiting on you. And number two, that can you even sacrifice 2 hours and 40 minutes a day? That's a tenth of the day. That's a tenth of the day.
That's
can you do that? I tell my clients all the time, can you sacrifice a tenth of the day to be, you know, in prayer? Right. And I'm not saying that you got to do a full 2 hours and 40 minutes straight.
Right.
But can you separate that time throughout the day?
Yeah.
And it's the same mindset when it comes to your wealth.
Yeah.
Right. Same mindset. And right now it's like, okay, me and my wife, we have our home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm being open and transparent too.
Yeah,
so like,
1,000%.
So we have our home. We have five children, but we got a 3-bedroom.
Yeah.
Right?
1,000%.
So right now, say, okay, so what are our options?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have options. We have an asset.
Yeah. 1,000.
Right?
Yeah.
We have an asset. Now, we can either add on to the home, right? We can, you know, pull equity out or whatever, and we can do some other things with that. Maybe, like, invest, you know, somewhere else into another home. Like, we have, we're weighing out our options and what we should do.
Options are a blessing. And what you said right there is the looking good on paper with personal credit and business credit, right? Because there's also building up your credit, relationship with the lender, right?
Yeah.
You're getting tax write-offs. It's building up equity. The fact that you can say, we're going to stay in it, we're going to sell it, we're going to rent it out, we're going to pull equity, we're going to build onto it.
Right.
Guys, it's a blessing to have options.
Right.
Because, and this is one thing I want to say, even like with like credit repair, there's not one size fits all for anybody.
Okay.
This is why you learn it, and then what decision is going to be the best for your family is going to be unique to you.
Correct.
You may say, we're going to build on, we love our neighborhood, we love the school district, it meets our needs. Somebody else may say, well, we're going to sell it. Someone else could say, I'm going to pull equity out and buy something else.
Right.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Right.
The value is that you did the work to own the asset.
Own the asset.
And now you have options because your family dynamic has changed.
Yes.
That's what happens. Life happens.
Yeah.
We get what happened during COVID? People went from, you know, having a husband and a wife to having like, you know, one income household.
Yep.
We have elderly parents. We have kids. Like life happens.
Yeah.
So when you've done that work on the front end to have that asset, having those options is a game changer.
A game changer.
So you could do whatever
you want. Right.
You could build up your business credit.
That's what I'm saying.
That
was my next question, right? So how do we build up the business? What would be like the first step for someone like myself or somebody that's in my position to building up that business credit?
1,000%. So what I would say is that, so you're already a legitimate business. So let me say this to everybody out there. If you just have a DBA, just having a logo, just being a sole proprietor, that's not technically, don't shoot the messenger, business. So step number one is
get incorporated.
Like period. You can do it through incorporate.com or InkFile.
Yep.
Literally sometimes they have, it's like less than $200-$300.
Yep.
We all have that, right? So incorporate.
Yep.
The very next thing I would say is get your DUNS, D-U-N-S, get your DUNS number. It's like an identifier for your business. So your DUNS to your business is like your social security number to you, right?
Yep.
Your DUNS in your EIN, both of them. Your DUNS in your EIN because you're going to need that for credit. Now, you have a business bank account. Everybody out there, your next step, have a business bank account. I'm going to say something. I'm going to look away when I say it. Cash App is not a bank account.
Come on now. Say that again. I'm
going to
look at you on the camera. Listen, Cash App is not a bank account, guys. Stop that.
Stop it. Now, you can link it to like...
You can.
But you need to have a business bank account. You must. If you're in check systems, if there's any reason why you can't have a business bank account, resolve it. That's it.
Yes.
Resolve it, because even when you're going to build business credit, they give you a business loan, a business line of credit, a business auto loan. They're going to want to put the money somewhere.
Somewhere.
They can't put it into your Cash App. They can't put it into your Venmo or any. They can't put it into your Zelle. Nope. They have to put it into getting a business bank account. Next, I would say NAV, NAV.com. Guys, that is a third party that will give you your business credit scores for all three bureaus for a smaller rate. And they have a business boost product that will actually also give you a trade line for your business credit.
Right.
So now you're starting to build up a business profile and score. Mm-hmm. And then I would say have four. So I'm giving you tangible. There's a whole tangible outline.
Right.
Four vendor accounts or net 30 accounts, because the four accounts will help you get a business credit profile and score.
Mm-hmm.
Another action item, guys, is make an appointment with your small business banker.
Y'all don't understand
these mid-level banks. The big banks are like, you know, the Wells Fargo's, the Chase's, the Bank of America. They want you to have $500,000 in the bank and have an 800 credit score. Well, that's not the reality for most people,
right?
But your mid-level banks, your PNC's, your Santander's, your Citizens, your Truist, right? They have a ton. I've been counting the whole time. A ton of money for entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs and investors, and nobody goes there, or people don't qualify.
Mm.
They have products that are not, listen, they have products that are not on their website for business owners. And sometimes the only way you know about it is by making an appointment with your small business banker.
That's so crazy.
So you leverage, this is a back-end hack, guys. Mm-hmm. So for example, one of my accounts is with Citizens. I remember I went there to do a transaction. Like, oh, hey, did you know about our new line of credit?
Mm-hmm.
They had a $150,000 business line of credit that was not advertised anywhere. You only needed a 650 credit score.
What?
This is the kind of stuff I bring to my community all the time too, like these back end hacks.
Yeah.
So mind you, if they already give you a business bank account, right? They know you're a legitimate business, but you're also leveraging that relationship. That's one way to get business credit right away.
Right, right, right.
Go make that appointment. The second thing I would say a back end hack is, who do you have your personal accounts with? If you have personal American Express, pick up the phone. Hey, I'm a business owner. What do I need to qualify for a business American Express?
Ooh, okay.
Personal Capital One. Yep. Hey, how can I get the business Capital One?
Yep.
Personal Chase. How can I get the business Chase?
Yep.
You'd be surprised what a phone call will do, because what are you doing? The back end hack there is that you're leveraging a lender relationship, and they also call it data points.
Yeah.
Meaning, because you already have some type of business with them, business with them.
Yep.
You're already in their system, so they're more likely to push you through and help you get approved for more.
Help you get approved for more. Wow.
Two back end hacks right
there. Beautiful. Matt in the back. I know we ain't got the mic hooked up, but I know you got some questions and everything real quick. So I want to go ahead and Matt in the back real quick if you got any questions.
Nah, I'm just receiving everything. She dropping the gems.
Yes. Because this is good, right? So because Matt is obviously, you know, videographer and stuff like that. And there's certain things like that, like, okay, how does he expand himself, right? So maybe business credit is something that, you know, Matt can do to help provide a staff for him, because there may be jobs that he can't do all of them.
Yeah.
Right. But maybe not, instead of missing out on that money.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and I can hire somebody else to do it.
I'm about to give Matt a hack.
Come
on. Do you want
a
hack? Let me see. I'm about to blow your mind.
Matt.
Let me tell you. So there are tier one and tier two accounts, vendor accounts, that you can get regardless of your credit score. Do not check your personal credit and will build your business credit. And they have vendor accounts where you can get things like lights, microphones, cameras, screens, Macs, iPhones, the retail cards. You can get business Home Depot, business Best Buy, business Amazon, business Staples. We can get all these products. And what does it do? You're not using your own capital. You're building up business credit and then getting those items, builds up your score, so you can go ahead and then get the $100,000 business line of credit, the $500,000 term loan, the $30,000 equipment financing. Mm. Guess what some of this is? Equipment. You can get a $50,000 equipment loan and go buy everything on business credit, and then none of it's on your personal. Mm. So you're not impacting your debt to income ratio, and you're not using your own liquid capital.
Boom. Matt in the back just got the hat.
Boom.
Now we dropping bars. Oh my goodness. Okay. So we got a little bit of time left and everything.
Yes.
And we got a little bit of time. But I wanted to go here. Okay. Now, because all this is all great. And mm-hmm. and I think that, you know, for the viewers, really quick, guys, I really, really, really want you guys to go and rewind all of this back. Please don't be the one that listens to this one time and be like, oh, that was great. Listen, I appreciate the like. I appreciate you driving up the algorithm. Amen. I appreciate the comment. But what I would appreciate more is if you come back with a report.
Come on.
If you come back with a report to say, hey, you know what, this podcast helped. You know what Terry said helped. Amen. And then what will help me even more is actually if you go and actually get into our program. Amen. Like get in there to actually really do the work at the end of the day. And we're all about helping you guys become unshakable, yeah. Not only in your relationships, but yeah. In your faith, in your finances, in right. Your health. Because we're gonna bring some health people in here too, but that's another topic for another day. But here's the one thing that I believe is one of the greatest hacks that we can do.
Come right? on.
Relationships.
You ain't never lie. You ain't
relationships. I believe that, you know, the shout out to the guys that do recession proof and everything, right?
Yes.
But I believe that the real recession proof are relationships.
1,000%. Your network right? is your network.
Yes. And in the Bible it says, hey, there's gonna come a time where we gotta run to the hills. Well, who's in the hills?
Come on.
Is the question. Yes. Who's in the hills? Who yes. are those people that are at the top?
Yes.
Because they know.
Yeah.
Right? So in your, explain to me, like, you know, what has relationships really meant for you in getting to the level that you're at?
I can't even explain how grateful I am.
Mm.
And sometimes God will have a different plan for you, because my very first kind of big event started with being a sponsor for Eric Thomas's Verified in 2018, which behind the scenes, they were working on Make Real Estate Real for Jamal King, which I ended up being the credit coach for in 2019. So now, let me just say something. Jesus, I started my business 2017 at my dining room table with nothing but a laptop, a cell phone, a printer, a shredder, and a dream in God. 2017. 2018 is sponsored for Eric Thomas. 2019, not the big, but knowledge by far. I'm gonna talk heavy for a second.
Yeah.
Knowledge by far. I don't care how long nobody else has worked for a credit bureau. I run circles around anybody in this industry. Period.
Yes.
Right. Which is one reason why certain brands work with me.
Yes.
Not the biggest, not the flashiest.
Yes.
But we'll get people to their goal, because our goal, our impact, our goal is knowledge and education.
That's right.
So those relationships. Jamal, Eric Thomas, Make Real Estate Real, like even led to, like, it's about reaching the people. So I didn't say it before, but I have a wealth building ministry.
Yeah.
I have a wealth building ministry.
Yeah.
That's why I don't say go ahead and get the credit card and liquidate your cars and get a Rolex.
Right.
I don't say the popular thing. I say the right thing.
That's right. That's right.
I say get your income producing triplex. And then if you want to live a little bit, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because he did not, you know, we're allowed to enjoy life.
Absolutely.
But he did not mean for us to work and pay bills and die.
That's right.
So it's like if we do a little bit of work, we can get those things. And
that's
so the relationships has also stretched me, but it's allowed us to grow the kingdom.
That's right.
So I said this at an event I was at recently, because our mindset, we talked about money sometimes can be really, really negative depending on who we're talking to, right?
Yep.
So the love of money is evil, right?
Yes.
But money itself is not evil, because if you're a bad person before money, you're going to be a bad person with money.
With money.
But if you're a good person before money,
that's right.
Who could you bless?
Yes.
I want you to, whenever you are getting there about money, I want you to ask yourself, and these are two questions I always say, who could you bless if you were living in abundance?
Yeah. Wow.
Could your kids go to school without student loan debt? Could you put your mom in a retirement home? Could you pay your parents' house for their mortgage off so they have no bills on a fixed income?
That's right.
Could you pay for medical care? Could you get a van that's wheelchair accessible? Could you retire your spouse so they can stay home with the kids?
That's right. Yeah.
Who could you bless if you were living in abundance? Because he meant for us to live in abundance and prosperity.
That's right.
And so the wealth building ministry, the relationships have allowed us to grow it so more people can be exposed
to
the right thing.
Yeah.
We have enough of the wrong thing out there. Can we get exposed to the right thing right now?
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
And so that's what the people at the end of the day, not just end with this, people do business with the people that they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
And one thing about social media is people can have good marketing. So you don't elevate yourself by talking negative about anybody else. And I never will do that. Right?
Right.
But what I will say is pay attention to who endorses them.
Yep.
Because they'll be in other people's events.
Yeah.
But who's on their stage?
Who's on their stage?
Who's on their program?
That's good. That's good. That's good. You know, I look at it like this, right? One of my mentors, he said, he read this book and he said this at an event we had.
Yes.
He said, give until it hurts and then give some more.
Come on. Come on.
Give until it hurts and then give some more. And what is the point of that? The point of that is that there's an ROI on that.
Come on.
A huge one.
Come on.
And there's so many different things out there where you have to understand that giving is one of the biggest things that you can do. And it's one of the biggest investments that you can make. And it doesn't even have to be finances. Yeah. It could be your time.
1,000%.
Right? I know people that, even probably for Eric Thomas, that have worked for free.
Oh, 1,000%.
And say, yo, I just want to give my time.
A spirit of service. A spirit of service. Yeah. Yes, 1,000%.
And just doing that. But then look at the, you look like 2 years, 3 years down the line and look at where they're at.
Yeah.
See, we look at 2-3 years as in like, you know, that's a long time. But let me tell you something. 48 months.
Listen.
You know, 24 months, 36 months. That goes by very, very quickly.
1,000%.
So my whole thing has always been give as much as you can. Because God is going to continue to bless you in so many other ways. Yes. And you won't even see it coming. Normally, blessings come on two legs.
Come on.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Come on. Let's not run out this chair.
They,
come on.
They normally come on two legs. And for me, I've always felt like with giving to people that no matter what situation I was in, that God was always going to provide one way or the other. Let me say this. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about the unshakable faith part, right? Because faith without works is dead. We know that.
Yes.
Right? And work without faith, well, we know where that gets you.
Come on.
Right?
Come
but on. With my house, I got to the day of closing, the day before closing is when I got the extra money that I needed, right? I literally only had half the money to put down on my home, right? The day, and this is why I say relationships are so important.
Yes.
I get a call from a dear friend of mine, and she said, do you really, really want that house? I said, listen, we done been through so much. I said, my son done defeated cancer. I already had to, like, you know, dismiss my business and switch. And I'm doing what it is that God is telling me to do and pour into people with the gift of speaking, which I did not want to do, by the way.
Oh, we're going, that's a whole other podcast.
Right? I did not, that's not something I wanted to do, but it was something that I was called to do and I was going to be obedient in doing it. But I know that this is my home.
Obedience, yes.
And she asked for my, my routing information, bank account information. And I'm thinking, you know, people say stuff like this all the time, like whatever, you know, the next day, the day before, I'm sitting there telling these people, I got the money.
Because you were speaking that thing.
I was speaking that thing. I said, I got the money. We'll be there 10 a.m. to sign, you know, the documents and everything. And we'll close it. I'm telling my landlord that I got the money. You going to meet me there.
Oh,
I don't know how this is going to happen. But I literally walked around my house 7 times. And just started proclaiming. Somebody hit me up on Instagram and said, yo, walk around your house 7 times. Lord told me to tell you, walk around your house. I know it sounds crazy. And I know that sometimes, like, we got common sense and God blesses with common sense, but the stuff that God be doing don't make no sense.
Listen, come on. And I'm gonna say something.
Go ahead.
It happened like that.
Yeah.
Because nobody but God.
Nobody.
That only He can get a glory with a story like that. Like, your faith. Like, and that's all He wants.
Yeah. That's it. And it was like the day of, I look in my account and I see the other half of what I needed to close the house.
Nobody but God.
Nobody. And I'm just like, wow, my family is going to have a home. Because my particular situation, I couldn't even get the first-time home buyer at the time. You know, my particular situation was different. So I was like, all right, well, what are we going to do? So at the time, we had to go, we had to go private lender. At the time.
Oh, gosh, okay.
So, which was a little bit more.
Yes.
You know, with the percentage or whatever. Yeah. But it was just like, this is what we have to do for this moment.
Yeah.
And then we can switch up. But relationships, though, that relationship that I've been able to build into that. And the biggest thing was is that I was able to put down more
on
my home, right? And in just as little as 24 to 36 months, I have, you know, more equity in my home, and the value of my home has already driven up because of the people that I'm around.
Come on.
Right? And they've upgraded their homes as well too.
Yeah.
So the network in where I'm at, it's just like, it made sense. But that's what I'm saying.
He will be working behind the scenes if you just step out on faith and do the work.
And just do the work.
Right? Because you still had the vision, I'm going to get this house, I'm going to work, I'm going to do these things.
Yes.
So you can't just sit there and say, Jesus, you can't just say, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me. No, you have to do the work. He's not going to send you a check for $1 million in the mail, but he'll give you $1 million gift.
Come on now.
$1 million idea.
Yes, right.
And if you start working in that area, then you'll see how He will bless it.
Terry.
Listen.
He will give you the ingredients, but you're the one that got to cook the food.
Come on. on. Done.
Like, you gotta cook the food.
You have to. That's nobody but God. Nobody but God. Yeah. I got some all stories day. To exchange, amen. But yes.
Yes, you know, so I just want people to understand that aspect. I think that, you know, yes. let's end it off in a good note here where we can, what's something practical mm-hmm. right now that they can do to get to their next level? You're talking to the person that, okay, I want to be an author. I want to be, yes. you know, a podcaster. I want to do these things, and I got yes. something in me that I know I need to share, but what is my first step to gaining the capital or the funding that I yes. need to do it?
Good. So what I would say, because we touched on business credit, let me just say that you want to work on your personal and your business credit, especially as a new business okay. owner. They're going to sometimes still look at your personal to qualify you because your business is still new.
Yes.
Guys, think about your credit report as your financial integrity.
Yeah.
Right? You ask somebody to give you some money, and then did you actually pay it back? And if you didn't know before, they don't teach it in school, they don't teach it in college, so we're not faulting you. But now you know.
Now you know.
You've been exposed. When you know better, you do better. That's right. So very first thing is pull your credit reports. Not Credit Karma, not Credit Sesame,
yes.
not Identity IQ.
Yes, yes.
I said it. So you're going to go to MyFICO or you're going to go to Credit Check Total, mm. right, and pull your FICO scores. You can go to annualcreditreport.com, and I'll give you all the websites,
yep.
too. You get a free copy of your report every week right now, still through COVID-19, right?
Nice.
So find out where you are right now. The next thing is identify the problem. Is it late payments? Is it utilization? Is it collections? What is the actual problem? Because you need to identify the problem because, you know, Kim may need to pay down utilization. Mike may need to dispute hard inquiries. You know, Kenneth may need to, he didn't do nothing here.
Yeah.
You know, Rebecca may need to, you know, dispute, a repo. You know okay. what I mean? So what is the actual problem? That way you know what the remedy is. You need right. credit builder accounts. What I will also say, a third thing is, what is your goal?
Mm.
Please come identify. On. I want good credit. Well, what does good credit mean to you? A good yes. is it some for one person it's a 600, for one person it's a 700, for one person it's an 800. So let me give you a tangible example. And I yeah. said this in the very beginning. People will come to me and say, "I want to buy a house."
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, "Okay, great. I'll pull their credit. They'll have a 650 credit score, been at their job, let's say like the post office for 2 years, and have $5,000 in the bank." And I'll be like, "Okay, so you want me to make a phone call so you can get your house today?"
That's right.
Why? Because the FHA mortgage pre-approval is 640, 620 credit score, 3.5% down, and they have first-time home buyer grants, programs, all those things, and verifiable income. And you can be a self-employed entrepreneur and yeah. also get a house.
Right.
So identify, do you want to cash out refinance? Do you want business credit? Are you trying to be a first-time home buyer? Understand what it is you're trying to get and what is that approval criteria.
Mm.
Okay, well, I need a 620, 640 for a first-time home buyer program, but say I want to get a commercial loan or say I'm trying to get a cash-out refinance. Well, they want right. me to have a 780.
Mm.
They could, right? They or could, a 700, yeah. to be honest
right,
with you, right?
Right?
So identify that because now you need to know, it's like a GPS, everybody.
Yes.
Where are you at right now and where do you want to go and put together a plan?
Amen.
If you don't know where you are right now, the GPS is not going to work.
That's right.
Nothing's wrong with the GPS.
Come on.
If you don't know where you want to go, the GPS is not going to work.
They're not going to
work. Nothing wrong with the GPS. So am I a 620 right now and I need a 640? Well, what gets me to that 640, right? Mm. And this is where the knowledge comes in. Guys, I'm a credit company. Do not mm-hmm. pay anybody for credit repair.
Yes, right.
Get come the. I'm literally a credit person that says don't pay people. Why? Pay to get the training and knowledge, and then you execute and you reach back and you help somebody
yeah.
else. I get so much more by giving.
That's right.
We just talked about it, right?
Yep.
So learn yourself, and I'm gonna say the last thing that's a wealth principle on top of that
okay.
is you have to learn how to manage the $30,000 before he'll give you the $50,000.
Come on.
You have to learn how to manage the $50,000 before he'll give you $100,000.
That's right.
So even if you want to be a multimillionaire, you're going to have to learn how to read your credit report. You
want to
put that over to everybody else?
Yep.
So the wealth hack is you learning for yourself.
That's right.
How to read it, what's the problem, what's the plan, and the very last thing is that to be wildly successful at anything, mm-hmm. you have to execute at a high level.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Terry, the credit lady. I mean, this was an amazing conversation. We got so much more to really unpack and go to another level, but we definitely got to have you back on. You are now officially an unshakable friend of the channel.
Yay!
You know what I'm saying? So listen, guys, let me know if you guys, you know, loved everything that Terry was talking about. We're going to have all of her links in the description below to make sure that you guys go ahead and get what it is that you need. But do this. Act on it. Act on it. Do not play games with your life because you don't know what the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years are going to bring. This thing, you could be the one that actually changes everything in your entire family. You could be the one that changes the dynamic. You could be the one that breaks the cycle, the one that breaks the curse, but do it. Right? Do it. Don't sit there and just say, okay, I never had the knowledge, because guess what? Your boy brought it to you. Your boy brought it to you. Why? Because of a relationship. Okay? Of a relationship. And here's the other thing that I'll say. I'll say this last thing. Don't be the one that doesn't want to speak and go out and find the information. Because guess what? You're saying that you want money, but you're afraid to have conversations with strangers, right? Let me tell y'all something. You got a job, right? Most of us should have a job or whatever. And in order to get that job, you had to go talk to a stranger in order to go get it. Point blank, period. So don't be that person that doesn't want to say, oh, I'm scared. Or I'm listen, your credit is the one thing that you have that you can definitely control if you know that you can control it. Okay. And for a long time, I felt that I couldn't.
Yeah.
But change of mind, we changed the game. All right. We changed the game. So last thing, Terry, you know, what is something encouraging that you want to say to our viewers, and where can they find you at?
1,000%. So I am going to, let me say where you can find me at. So Terry Kalizer on all platforms. I'm super big on YouTube is my best platform, where I do Terry's Tips every Tuesday and Thursday for personal, business, credit repair, and also Instagram, Terry Kalizer everywhere. But a last word of advice that has changed my life. Mm-hmm. I do not take business, credit, or financial advice from anybody I would not trade lifestyles with.
Wow. Ooh, that's good.
I'm going to let it sit right there.
That's good.
You asking somebody how to be a wife and they never even can keep a steady boyfriend. You can't ask somebody how to be an entrepreneur and they don't own a business. You're asking somebody how to buy a house and they never bought a house. You're asking somebody about financial literacy and they borrowed $20 from you every week and never paid you back.
Mm-hmm.
Half of our problems is the source.
Yeah.
I don't take business, credit, or financial advice from anybody I wouldn't trade lifestyles with. You don't have the results.
You don't have the results. Wow. You know what's so good is that, guess what, guys? We got that same mindset from now two people. My man Daniel G, he came on. This is during COVID. He came on and he said the same exact thing. He said, because he was out trying to buy real estate.
Yes.
And somebody was saying to Daniel, I don't know if that's a good idea. He said, let me ask you a question. You ever bought real estate before?
Come on.
Then why would I ever take advice from you? Then your advice is unsolicited. You know?
Yeah.
But that is so good. We oftentimes take advice from people that have never experienced it before. And I tell my kids this all the time. Yeah. And shout out to the teens or whatever, you know. But listen, I've been 16.
Yeah.
You ain't been 39.
No, I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I've been there. I've done that. But that's why when I ask for advice, I normally ask advice from people that have been there.
Yes.
Right? You know, people that may are a little bit older in life. I had to call my brother yesterday. Yo, bro, I need your help because you got boys.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying? Yep. And I need your advice on something.
Yes.
But that is so good. Like, I love that. I love that. I love that. Listen, guys, I want you guys to make sure that you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. You know, for my man Matt in the back, for Miss Terry Kalizer. Listen, everybody, if you guys want, you know, the good, come on down and keep growing, no matter what, all right? Unshakable Conversations with your boy Kenneth Allen Thomas. Make sure that you send this to somebody that you love. Don't be stingy with the information, all right? Don't be stingy with the information. Go ahead and make sure that you share it with somebody that you love today. And remember, like I always say, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow, worry about itself. And today is all you got. And if today is all you get, all you have, then how will you go ahead and be the expert that you need to be today, all right? When we change the mind, we change the game. I'll holler at y'all later. See y'all next time. Peace.
Yeah.
And we clear. We did it.
Yeah.